Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India's first solar observatory, Mission Aditya L1, successfully launched from Sriharikota Space Center. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulate ISRO scientists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a two-day visit to Indonesia from Wednesday to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta. Government forms 8-member high-level committee to examine One Nation, One Election. CBI files charge sheet against 3 arrested railway officials in Balasore train accident. In Asia Cup cricket, India set target of 267 runs before Pakistan in a Group A ODI match at Palekele in Sri Lanka. In US Open tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz to clash with 26th-seeded Brit Daniel Evans in men's singles third round match tonight. India's journey towards the sun began today as the maiden flight mission took off precisely at 11:50 a.m. at the Satish Dhawan Space Centre, Sriharikota. It took almost 1 hour and 3 minutes for Aditya L1 to begin its 125-day journey to the sun. The PSLV C-57 rocket carrying Aditya L1 soared into the clear skies with a reverberating sound and with the crowds at ISRO expressing their happiness with whistles and claps. India's ambitious mission to the sun comes close after the achievement of Chandrayaan 3. PSLV C-57 carrying Aditya L1 is the XL variant with longer strap-on motors carrying higher fuel quantity. In a period of 4 months, Aditya L1 will reach the Lagrange 1 point where the gravitational forces of a two-body system, like the sun and the earth, produce enhanced regions of attraction and repulsion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders have congratulated the scientists and engineers at ISRO for the successful launch of the country's first solar mission, Aditya L1. The President said the launch of Aditya L1 is a landmark achievement that takes India's indigenous space program to a new trajectory. In a social media post, Vice President Dhankar said, "The successful launch of Aditya L1 opens a glorious new chapter in the space journey." In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "India's tireless scientific efforts will continue to develop a better understanding of the universe for the welfare of the entire humanity." He added that after the success of Chandrayaan 3, India continues its space journey. Home Minister Amit Shah said the successful launch of Aditya L1 is a giant stride towards fulfilling the Prime Minister's vision of an Atmanirbhar Bharat in the space sector during the Amrit Kaal. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, congratulated the ISRO scientists and said that for Indian space scientists, sky is not the limit. Speaking after witnessing the launch of PSLV C-57 carrying Aditya L1 at Sriharikota, the minister said the world was watching India with awe at the new ventures.
Indian scientists had been working, toiling day and night for years and years together, but now comes the moment of vindication, the moment of redeeming the pledge to the nation. And coming close on the heels of successful Chandrayaan 3 landing, the successful launch of Aditya L1 is also a testimony to the whole of science and a whole of nation approach which we have sought to adopt in our work culture. While ISRO is credited in executing this mission, the science institutes across the country have come forward to contribute in one form or the other, in small measure or big, to this mission.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said this is again an incredible and inspiring Amrit Kaal moment for India and its space research. ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said that ISRO can proudly acknowledge today's solar mission.
L1 spacecraft has been injected in an elliptical orbit of 235 by 19,500 km, which is intended very precisely by the PSLV, very unique mission mode here, with the upper stage of the PSLV taking 2-burn sequence for injecting the primary satellite for the first time. So I want to congratulate PSLV for very different mission approach today to do this mission of Aditya L1 to put it in the right orbit. From now, the Aditya L1 will take its journey after some Earth maneuvers. It will start its journey to the L1 point.
The project director of Aditya L1 mission, Nigar Shaji, said that Aditya L1 had been sent to the intended orbit and the solar panels were deployed in a flawless attempt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu complimented him for the success of India's Chandrayaan 3 mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Indonesia starting from the 6th of this month to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and the 18th East Asia Summit. The two summits will be hosted in Jakarta by Indonesia, the current chair of ASEAN. The ASEAN-India Summit will be the first summit since the elevation of India-ASEAN relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year. It will review the progress of India-ASEAN relations and chart the future direction of cooperation. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity for leaders of ASEAN countries and its 8 dialogue partners, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional and global significance. Delhi police is holding two-day full-dress cavalcade rehearsals for G20 summit, due to which several traffic restrictions will be in place. As part of the rehearsals, cavalcades will be moving from different parts of Delhi towards New Delhi district. In the first slot today, full-dress rehearsal was held from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. The cavalcade rehearsal is also taking place from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. In order to facilitate the cavalcade rehearsals, there will be regulations of the movement of traffic at various points, including at Sardar Patel Marg, Kautilya Marg, Panchil Marg, Mansingh Road Roundabout, C Hexagon, Mathura Road, Bhairo Marg, Ring Road, Roundabout Windsor Place, Janpat Kartavyapath, Shantipath Roundabout, Tolstoy Marg and Vivekanand Marg. Delhi Traffic Police has advised commuters to plan their journey in advance accordingly and avoid these roads during the specified time slots. However, if the journey is unavoidable, commuters are advised to make maximum use of metro services. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The government has constituted an 8-member high-level committee to examine One Nation, One Election. Former President Ramnath Kovind has been appointed as chairman of the committee. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, former leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha Ghulam Nabi Azad, former chairman 15th Finance Commission N.K. Singh and others are appointed as the members of the committee. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will attend the meetings of the committee as special invitee. The elections to the House of the People and Legislative Assemblies of States were mostly held simultaneously from 1952 to 1967, after which this cycle got broken. The high-level committee will examine and make recommendation for holding simultaneous elections of Lok Sabha, state legislative assemblies, municipalities and panchayats, keeping in view the existing framework under the Constitution and other statutory provisions. It will examine and recommend if the amendments to the Constitution would require ratification by the states. They will also suggest a framework for synchronization of elections and specifically suggest the phases and time frame within which simultaneous elections may be held. The committee will also examine the logistics and manpower required, including EVMs and VVPATs, for holding simultaneous elections. BJP President J.P. Nadda today criticized the opposition alliance INDIA, saying its leaders want to take their own families forward, whereas Prime Minister Narendra Modi wants to take the country forward. Addressing the Meri Marti Mera Desh event in Ghaziabad, he accused opposition leaders of doing appeasement politics. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the country has grown exponentially in different sectors in the last 9 years. Later in the day, Mr. Nadda flagged off the Parivartan Sankalp Yatra from Savai Madhopur in Rajasthan. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Nadda accused the state government of corruption.
जब किसी पार्टी के द्वारा कुशासन हो जाए, अंधेर गर्दी मच जाए, आम जनता त्रस्त हो जाए, आम जनता त्राहिमाम हो जाए, महिलाओं का संरक्षण समाप्त हो जाए, तो भारतीय जनता पार्टी के एक एक कार्यकर्ता की जिम्मेवारी होती है कि वो तय करे कि अब और नहीं सहेगा राजस्थान और परिवर्तन का संकल्प लेकर के चले, इस काम को हम आगे बढ़ाने चले।
This is the first Parivartan Sankalp Yatra, which will pass through 47 assembly constituencies and conclude in Jaipur on 19th September. Tomorrow, the second Parivartan Sankalp Yatra will start from Beneshwar Dham. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today released an Aarop Patra on behalf of the Bharatiya Janata Party against the Congress government in Chhattisgarh, where assembly polls are scheduled this year. Releasing it at a function in Raipur, Mr. Shah alleged that during the tenure of the Congress government in Chhattisgarh, corruption, atrocities, scams, cases of conversion and crimes against women have increased.
छत्तीसगढ़ की जनता ने तय करना है आदिवासियों के अधिकारों की रक्षा पर वादा करके बैठे भूपेश बघेल की सरकार जिसके शासन में अप्रत्याशित तौर पर धर्म परिवर्तन की एक बयार आई वो सरकार चाहिए या आदिवासियों की संस्कृति को फिर से एक बार सुरक्षित और संवर्धित करने वाली भाजपा.
On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said the promises made by the Congress government in Chhattisgarh have been fulfilled. The CBI today filed a charge sheet against three arrested railway officials in connection with the Balasore train accident in Odisha. The incident took place on the 2nd of June. The charge sheet has been filed for alleged culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, and destruction of evidence in connection with the case. The CBI had arrested the three railway officials on the 7th of July in connection with its probe in the accident, which involved three trains and left 296 people dead and over 1,200 injured. The accident took place when the Coromandel Express crashed into the stationary freight train at Bahanaga Bazar station in Balasore district of Odisha, and some of its derailed coaches fell onto the adjacent tracks and collided with the oncoming Yashwantpur Howrah Express. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud has said, "It is the rule of law that sustains the nation." He was speaking in Aizawl today after the inauguration of the new building of the Guwahati High Court Aizawl bench in Mizoram. The Chief Justice of India said the court stands for peaceful resolution of conflict. He said the importance of our democratic institution is that it has replaced the culture of violence with a culture of dialogue, a culture of tolerance, a culture of understanding and the shared values of human good and happiness. He said, "The dialogue is the value that is crucial to the stability of the nation." The Chief Justice of India laid great emphasis on strengthening district judiciary. The University Grants Commission has clarified that printing of Aadhaar numbers on degrees and provisional certificates is not permissible. The clarification came in the wake of media reports that state governments are considering printing full Aadhaar numbers on provisional certificates and degrees issued to students by universities. In Asia Cup ODI cricket, India have set a target of 267 runs before Pakistan in a Group A match at Palekele International Stadium in Kandy, Sri Lanka. After opting to bat first, India were all out for 266 runs in 48.5 overs. Rain interrupted the game on a couple of occasions during the innings, but play resumed without loss of overs. India had a top order collapse against the Pakistani pace attack before Ishan Kishan and Hardik Pandya steadied the ship. India was 66 for 4 at one stage, but a 138-run partnership between Pandya and Ishan brought them back in the game. Pandya scored 87 runs off 90 balls, while Ishan made 82 off 81 balls. Shaheen Afridi was the pick of the Pakistani bowlers, ending with figures of 4 for 35. Rain has delayed the start of the Pakistani innings. In U.S. Open tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on 26th-seeded Brit Daniel Evans of Britain in men's singles third-round match at Arthur Ashe Stadium, New York, tonight. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's first solar observatory mission, Aditya L1, successfully launched from Sriharikota Space Centre. President, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulated ISRO scientists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a two-day visit to Indonesia from Wednesday to attend ASEAN India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta. Government forms 8-member high-level committee to examine One Nation, One Election. CBI files charge sheet against three arrested railway officials in Balasore train accident. In Asia Cup cricket, India set a target of 267 runs before Pakistan in a Group A ODI match at Palikele in Sri Lanka. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.